Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour. Very sportsy. Also soon to be available on podcastarena.com. And no matter how you're listening, whether it's on 97.5 or the app or the website, or if you're watching us on live stream, which is brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Yes.
And here's a reason to really love Valentine's Day. Twin Peaks Sweethearts Costume Party. Get to Twin Peaks tonight for Valentine's Sweetheart Week. The Twin Peaks girls are barely dressing up all week. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. So if you're driving around and you want to go look at something nice, have some cold beer, wings, whatever, Twin Peaks has you covered.
Yep.
I notice it's funny because I was listening to Joel and Barry on the way in, and they were talking about how many people were watching on the live stream whenever they had
that chick.
Yeah.
Did you see her walking around?
No, I wasn't.
Aaron?
I did not. I know what she looks like. I've followed her on Instagram before and stuff.
Oh, did you stop following her on Instagram?
Yeah, I went and cleared out a whole bunch of people I followed a while back because somebody made me feel like I was an idiot for following like 350 people.
Who was it? Your wife?
No. It was just somebody, one of my old stations. They were like, man, I only follow like 30 people because I only follow people. Like, you want to be followed. You don't want to follow people. And I was like, okay. And I was just bored clearing stuff out.
You don't want to follow people.
Yeah. His whole theory was like, you want to be the one that everybody follows. I was like, yeah, but you're not a
pretentious ass.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to say his name?
No.
Okay. All right, Michael Berry.
Yeah, I kind of want to know now.
Not Michael Berry.
Was it Teresa Rockface?
No. She said hi, by the way, when I left there.
She said what?
Tell you guys hi.
Oh, okay. We'll tell her hi, too. Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
Was it Rod Ryan?
No. It was a behind-the-scenes guy.
Oh. Well, maybe he needs to get his act together. Well, he doesn't know.
If he weren't behind the scenes.
He's a douchebag. Yeah. Or he'd be out in front of the scenes is what he'd be if he knew what he was doing. Trust me.
Yeah, don't be listening to that.
Yeah, you follow who you want to follow.
No, but I didn't see her, but she seemed cool.
She was cool, all right.
Yeah. You saying she was pleasant to look upon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
I didn't even see her face. And I was like, like, she just walked. When she walked in, she walked past my office. When she walked out, she walked past my office. I was like, oh, my.
That's why I didn't see her.
Yeah.
I was sitting there buried face deep in a computer doing show prep. Nobody told me.
Kudos to her.
Yeah. And
kudos to Joel for getting her in here, too. I mean, that's a...
Kudos to you for being buried face deep. Well, I'm just saying. Going to be one of those kind of days, I think.
Yeah.
But honestly, I didn't know she was that hot. I just was listening to her, and it's like, hey, man, she sounds pretty cool. And then everybody told me, yeah, you should have seen her. So maybe I should have gotten here sooner instead of going and trying to play old man basketball today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, your Astros are in spring training now. They're reporting today.
Only pitchers and catchers.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Not my Astros, not Alex Bregman. My Astro.
No, Alex bleeping Bregman.
Yeah.
Or have you guys made up yet?
I don't care. I've given up. I've given up the beef. I'm over it. He's pretty good. I mean...
Well, he is good, but...
Yeah, I like that. I still think he's kind of a douchebag? Yeah. Mm. But I don't care. I mean, he probably thinks I'm a douchebag, so it's okay. There's a lot of people who think I'm a douchebag. I'm all right.
Well, yeah, we know that. But he's also got a trophy, too, so.
He does. Which I have trophies.
For what?
Not for a World Series, but I've got some trophies.
Such as?
I don't have them anymore.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah. But he doesn't have a trophy either. That's the team's trophy.
He's got a ring.
I've got some rings.
Marriage rings don't count.
You know what, though? When I am coaching my kids' teams, they've won rings, and I've been offered a ring, and I politely decline.
Yeah, because that would be weird. Stupid.
Even though I was an assistant coach, but I helped coach a team to a championship multiple times.
Assistant coach. Mm. Mm.
Oh, you think assistant coaches aren't important?
No. I never said that. Just I mean, assistant coach of a kids team gets a ring for a championship.
First of all,
not quite on the level of Astros winning World Series, in my opinion. That's all.
First of all, my kid plays elite level baseball, which that makes it. I mean,
yeah, it's better than non-elite. How's that?
Rich Dower, the first base coach of the Astros. Do you think he gets a ring?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you think he deserves it?
Nobody deserves it more than you do.
Mm. All right. Well,
Major League Baseball.
He's got Major League talent to work with. I don't. What do I got? Bunch of kids.
Oh, so you're saying your son sucks? Is that what you're saying?
There's better.
That's a terrible thing to say.
There's
about
better
your kid.
Kids than him. Let's face it. He's no Alex Bregman. He's no Carlos Correa. I can tell you that much.
Jeez. Actually, I still have. Like, my grandmother still has pretty much every trophy I ever won as a kid. Like, all of us.
I just told my parents, throw them away. What the hell am I going to do with them? Yeah.
But it was funny because when I went to visit her last week, there's a bunch of them I forgot about. Like, I got a trophy for throwing a no-hitter.
All right.
You need to hear the rest of it, though. I threw a no-hitter. We won. Huh? No, it wasn't T-ball. Stop. It was Little League. And we won the game.
It was an old man softball game.
No.
Beer softball. Everybody else started three games before him.
I was 8 years old. This was a long time ago. I also walked 9 batters.
Wow. So, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I walked 9 batters and hit 1. We still won the game.
What's important?
And I threw a no-hitter. But yeah, there's a little trophy in there for that. We also won state football championships when I was 8 and 9. And then,
That's more impressive than my championships.
A little bit, yeah.
Whatever, dude.
A little bit.
Whatever. And you know, when you win a state championship at 8 or 9, it's not really a state championship. They just call it that.
Well, we beat a team from Dallas.
Okay, do you think every team in the state was there? No.
No, we earned our spot in the championship. BS. We won our way there, pal.
Garbage.
Yeah, we didn't get...
That's a garbage championship.
We didn't get anointed just like you do.
You are Aggie. You're hanging banners that you don't even deserve.
No, because
Aggie... Best team in the neighborhood, 1974.
I'm sorry, Dallas is not in the neighborhood of Lamarck. I hate to break it to you. We're not even close.
What was the name of that team you played?
I can't remember. I was
Yeah, you don't even remember, but you remember they were from Dallas?
Yeah. Well, we beat
likely
a team.
Story. You believe that, Aaron?
The question is, how many teams were actually there playing the whole season?
No. Well, it's like we won our league, and there were, I think there were four leagues statewide. And so there were two semifinal games. We won that, and then we played in the championship at Rice Stadium. The first year, we played a team from spring. So that one you
can... In the state championship.
Yeah, so you can say, okay, that's fair. Although I think they beat a team from Dallas in their bracket. Right. But whatever. And then the second year was a team from Dallas. And then after that, we sucked for the rest of my football career.
All right.
But... Because like all the guys we had all went to other teams.
It's like you lost your best players.
Yeah.
You got poached.
Yeah. I was not one of the best players. Let me clarify that. But we also... There were two of us that were pretty good wide receivers. And at 8 years old, nobody covered wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, once or twice.
I mean, who's really throwing
it? And we actually had a quarterback who could throw the ball. He wound up being a really good pitcher later on. And then went to Clear Lake and, you know, didn't play on our team anymore. But about once a game, he'd just chuck one up there for one of us. And nobody ever covered us. So, our numbers always look pretty good. One catch for 60 yards kind of thing every game. Let's squeeze in a call. Cody, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I just wanted to call what you're talking about right now. The Little League World Series is the exact same thing. It's a bunch of BS because not every Little League team is able to go to that specific tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got teams out in Humble and everywhere else in the country that are playing in Pony or Dixie or all these other Cal Ripken Little League.
Yep.
Little League is a specific group, and it's just all this coverage on ESPN, it gets ridiculous.
It's garbage because everybody's in different leagues. Not everybody has the same shot at it. Just like Fred's State Championship. Fred's State Championship team was the 19th best team in the state.
Oh, stop.
But the other kids were playing in a different league.
You know what? You know what I have that you don't have? Trophy. So suck it.
You're a grown man with a trophy. You're a grown man with a trophy.
Yeah, which I was making fun of you of. Making fun of you for, so there.
I've got state championship medals from jiu-jitsu.
But to his point, you know, there are different leagues. But that's always what you say when you don't win. We'd have been the best. If we had a chance to play those guys, we'd have beat them. We'd have been champs.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. Just kidding, Cody. Yeah.
Well, Fred, if you need to make yourself feel like more of a man than you already are right here.
No, I'm okay.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. I mean, I could probably use some non-fake testosterone. Can you help me with that?
Yeah. Because Man Centers, they're not about testosterone injections. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. New name. Same practice as always, of course. The other guys, they're going to tell you, hey, you should get these injections and you're going to feel great. And they're right. You will feel great. For about, you'll get that shot on Monday. You'll feel great. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you start to slow down. Friday, you crash. And now you got to go through the weekend and wait for your shot on Monday again. What's the point? Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency and long-term health issues, even shrinkage. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its testosterone again. Guys, they've got three locations to choose from. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, the home of the free general male wellness checkup. Stop in, see what's going on with you. Check your numbers out. There's no risk because it's a free checkup. Call today to schedule your appointment. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book it online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. It's killing me though, because I don't believe in the things that I do. And now my
favorite color is blue. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Texas A&M versus South Carolina, college basketball, Saturday morning at 11:30 on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz, Eric says you were an undefeated cage fighter. Enough said. No, he lost his last fight.
No, I did not lose my last fight. Lost my last amateur fight. And then I came back as a pro. Your record resets. And I won.
Ah.
Technically undefeated.
Okay. Then technically I'm a state champion.
Okay.
If you just you did lose one, but that's all right. I mean, in your defense, your knee exploded too.
Yeah. I'll it happens.
Give you credit for that.
It happens. At least it happened to me.
And 713 said when Fred was eight, there were probably seven teams total. How dare you, sir? There were six. In our league. In our league. There were six teams. We played them each twice. So we played 10 games. You played each one at home and on the road. I think it was Hitchcock, Texas City.
When you played at home and on the road, you guys didn't all play at the same facility? And it was just called home and away?
What do you mean?
Like there wasn't just one field that you guys always played
at?
No.
Because like we would go to Texas City to play Texas City.
Oh, okay.
And then they would come here to play us. Now, it was like 8, 9, 10, 11. So there were four teams. And so you'd play four games, and the other team would come into your place, and there or you'd go to their place. But I think it was Texas City, Hitchcock, Dickinson. I can't remember who else. I want to say Pearland might have had a team. And back then, Pearland didn't exist. It was just a pasture. And Galveston, I think, was the other one.
Okay.
So, yeah. How dare you? Seven teams. Somebody says six teams, all whites. Nope, you don't know much about Lamarck, brother. Or Texas City or Galveston. No, there were not. In fact, there were very few white players on my team. So,
Big Aggie Steve says, I did UIL academics in high school. If I didn't bring home at least 8 first place trophies and or medals from each competition, it was a bad competition for me. They've been in a box at my parents for the past 20 years. I'm guessing there are 40 plus easy. Those are academic. That doesn't even count. No one cares about academic trophies.
Sports is
what matters.
Be nice.
Kids, sports matters more than academics.
Well, I mean, I had some, I don't have 40 plus, but I had a few academic medals.
I did that. I used to do those UIL academic, not in high school.
I did in high school, mostly, but it was journalism. It was like I won state 1 year for a column I wrote, and I finished third in headline writing 1 year. I got a bronze. So somewhere I still have those. But, yeah, that's it. And I don't remember doing anything else other than, and it was only like my last 2 years. So 713-780-ESPN. That was kind of cool. Looking back on it, winning state for column writing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean anything now, but I have a question for AJ. How do you get your kids on the baseball team to run full speed? My son's in Little League, and they all run so timid instead of going full speed.
My kid is the slowest kid on the team.
Yeah.
So, but that, I mean, everybody kind of half-ass runs until about 9 years old, and then they start to run, and like at the level that that these kids are at now, it's pretty competitive, so you kind of have to book it. But my kid's still the slowest kid. I mean, and there's a fat kid on our team. He's faster than my kid.
I know the question was for you, but I have a suggestion. Cattle prod.
That's illegal, sir.
Is it? It's what they did to us. Back in my day, they used to use a cattle prod to make us run faster. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know. How the hell did we get on youth sports?
I have no idea.
And the truth is, I barely remember any of this stuff. I mean, I can barely remember yesterday, much less being 8 or 9 years old. But we did have a really good team that a lot of those guys would go on and play college football. And we had talented teams in Lamarck. I mean, and when I was in high school, I guess about 5 of the guys that were on my team wound up playing for the Lamarck Cougars and then going on to play major college football somewhere.
Look at you.
Not me.
No. But you could have.
No, I couldn't have. The closest I got was I could have gone to Sam Houston State on a partial scholarship for baseball, but I chose to go to UH instead because I had a job.
Yeah.
And I could work and pay my way through school. But I did have a partial baseball offer. And I got that my last year Well, I didn't play my last 2 years in high school because my shoulder was screwed up, but I played American Legion ball after my senior year before I went to college. And one of the coaches...
Well, more kids, more coaches or more scouts are at like showcase ball than they are at high school.
And,
at this
and
point.
That's where it came from. I'd actually already decided I was going to UH, and then one of the coaches came up and, you know, and offered me a scholarship. And it was funny because our team sucked. We had one kid who would go on and play minor league baseball. He was really good. And we were playing teams that, I don't know if you remember, like Craig Newkirk, who went to UT, Dennis Cook, who pitched for the Giants for a while. We were playing guys like that.
Yeah.
And so the scouts were there to see them. But I actually had a really good year that year. I hit over 400 and stole like 30 bases and managed to get an offer out of it. By then, though, I'd already accepted the job. I was going to work at the Chronicle part-time to pay my way through school. Lamont said, I thought you went to UCLA. I went to UCLA my sophomore year. And that lasted for about 2 months because I spent the entire time either playing in a band or going to the racetrack and not going to class. And my dad said, no, that's not going to work for me. I'm not going to pay to send you out there to try to be a rock star. You're supposed to go to class. So, yeah, that lasted about 2 months, although still one of the best times I've ever had in my life. Some of the most... I mean, the most beautiful women in the world went to UCLA back then. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 979. I won district MVP at a 2A tap school. Suck it. Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. 832 says, I call BS, Fred. The cattle prod wasn't invented until 1930. Well played, sir. Well played. So, yeah, but in retrospect, you know, it's funny because I think, what if I'd done that? What if I'd gone to Sam Houston instead of UH? Would I be where I am now? Because I probably would have gone to school for law enforcement if I'd have gone there, because it's a really good law enforcement school.
God, I wish you would have. You would have been working death row now, clanging a nightstick up and down the bars.
Oh man,
taking bribes and bringing drugs to inmates.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
damn,
you really missed out. Oh. Loser.
I did.
Loser. Hey, D. Sports.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I thought you were going to drop a nuts on me. Thank you for not.
Nah, man, I don't drop nuts. I drop knowledge, man.
Let's drop it then.
Nah, man, I had a question, but I was hearing, forgot your name, bro. I listened to the show, but I can't remember anybody's name. You were saying you played instruments when you were in California. What instrument did you play?
I was a guitarist.
Fred's a guitar player.
Yeah, I was a guitar player. I'm retired now.
Okay, I'm a drummer, so I'm like, when anytime you speak about sports and music, it kind of, you know, sparks something in me. So this is interesting. But I wanted to ask you guys, how far do you think the Rockets could? Because I know I'm way off subject. You guys need to switch topics every, you know, 5-10 minutes. But how far do you think the Rockets could, you know, get with, you know, Capella back and the you know, dominating ball domination that Harden does and the simple offense that D'Antoni runs? Because if you watch them, if you look at Golden State's offense and you watch the Rockets, it's not even comparable, man. It's like, it's so basic, the offense we run. And not taking away the talent. We got great talent. Just, the offense is real basic.
Well, if you go around comparing yourself to the Warriors, everybody's going to feel bad. But I think the Rockets, if the Rockets play the Trailblazers in the first round, which is that's what the matchup would be right now. And by the way, I don't know if people are aware, the Rockets are now, God, what are they, 4.5 games out of third?
Yeah.
So, like, the Nuggets and the Thunder and the Warriors are starting to get some separation. They're closer to out of the playoffs. They're closer to the 9 seed Kings than they are the 3 seed Thunder. But if, let's just say the season ended now and the Rockets are the 5 seed, I think they could beat the Blazers. Do I think they'd beat the Warriors in the second round? No. But I don't know. So I think the Rockets are, at best, well, I mean, I shouldn't say at best, because, you know, maybe they play the Nuggets and maybe they could win that matchup. I don't know. But I don't think they can even be competitive against the Warriors this year. So,
well, and that's the thing. I think any team other than the Warriors, it's not going to shock me if they beat that team. It's not going to shock me if they lose to them.
But I feel like the Nuggets and Thunder are maybe kind of built to compete with the Warriors. It just feels like the rest of the teams, and I'm not saying they can beat them. I don't think anybody's going to beat them in the West. I think the teams in the East have a significantly better chance of pushing the Warriors. I'd say the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Sixers probably have a better chance than anybody in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I don't think any of them really do. I think we're just trying to create a storyline that maybe somebody can compete with the Warriors. The reality is, I don't think they can. And so as far as the Rockets are concerned, if they got to the Western Conference Finals again, I think that would be their ceiling, and I think that would be a good accomplishment. And then I think they would probably win one game if they did. Soccer Bilal says, Kroger Flower Section has at least 10 men circling. Gotta love Valentine's Day. We told you guys what to do. Yet those 10 men.
Dummies.
They're dumbs. They didn't listen to us. And it's too late now. Oh. So we asked, what field in Lamarck did you play at? It was over by the water processing plant, where there used to be a boxing gym there when we were kids that we'd go box at. I can't remember what the park was called. I'm an old. Sorry. Somebody will remember it. Somebody said, I think it's tough to really know until Clint Capella comes back. Yeah,
it is.
But I still don't.
But when Clint Capella was here, was it?
They're just not good this year. I mean, they're
not bad. They're just not nearly as good as they were a year ago when they were the best team in the West for the regular season.
Well, yeah, and they were destroying teams, and they're just not that this year. And I think, you know, we always talk about, well, let's see in the playoffs. I don't see it this year. I hope I'm wrong, but oh well. Steve says Sam Houston has a good journalism school. Dan Rather went there. Daniel says, that guy's a drummer and a listener. You should know Fred hates drummers with a passion. I don't hate drummers. I just hate that they got all the girls.
I thought the bass player got all the girls.
No, drummers. We had true story. We had a guy whose nickname was the Toad, who was our drummer. Damn. You can imagine what he looks like, right? He stole every girl from me in high school. Every single one.
You were less than Toad.
I was much less than Toad. And I back then, I used to
be... You were more like Slug.
I don't know what I wasn't an ugly back then like I am now, and that guy still got all the girls.
Damn, hard times, bro.
Yeah, I know. I mean, drummers. So yeah, I'm a little bitter towards drummers. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I just tweeted this out, but my culture map story on puppy classes is now finally live. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. I only wrote it 3 weeks ago. So, no, it's they've been really busy over there, but it's up. So, if you want to read about how we are getting Dynamo trained, it's on culture map.
So, all right.
There's my plug for culture map for the day. Yeah, it's funny. It's so weird how, like, little stuff, when you look back on it, that kind of impacted where you wound up. Where, because, like, we were talking about Sam, if I'd gone to Sam Houston, would I have ever gotten to journalism? And I don't know if I would have, but it wasn't that long ago that I had a pretty good offer to go back to journalism, and I had decided to take it about 5 years ago, I guess. Pretty high-profile job. And I decided to take the job, and I was going to come in and tell Dave the next day, and then they told me how much money it was. And I changed my mind at the last minute because, well, I'll be honest, $85,000 a year in California.
You're living the poor life.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. I was kind of like, no, maybe you want to double that? We can talk. But yeah. But
cheapskates.
It's amazing. I don't know. And that the person who took the job wound up flaming out. And I don't even know if they replaced him. So it's kind of like, I got lucky that I made the right call on that, but just it's weird how life works.
Yep.
Like Aaron, he could have stayed over there and done 12 different jobs at that other radio station.
Yeah.
And he could have flamed out the first time I got laid off.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could have gone and sold cars or real estate.
Yeah. That wouldn't be much fun. Lamont said in high school we had a dude that played the flute and he got all the girls. Was that Jethro Tull? That to me remains the weirdest rock thing ever.
It's up there for sure.
I mean, just and for those of you who are youngs and you don't know what we're talking about, Jethro Tull, the lead singer, used to play a flute. It was bizarre to say the least.
But, I mean, I like Jethro Tull. I like the music.
I did, too. Well, they had two songs, basically, that I liked. I saw them in concert one time. Dude really could play the flute.
Yeah.
He was badass on it. He would do this whole long flute solo.
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with me that I am sitting here at a concert, stoned, watching a flute solo and enjoying it? But, yeah, sitting on a park bench. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Aaron will find a Jethro Tull song for us to go out with. So one of the weird things, I guess, now is this transfer portal thing that's going on in college football. Coaches aren't a fan of it, obviously, because basically – oh, well, I guess you're a fan of it if you're getting a kid to transfer in, right?
Right.
But first off, what the hell with the name? Transfer portal.
I don't get it either.
I feel like that's a science fiction thing, right? That means like I'm going to go through a portal to another world.
Don't get it.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I don't see – there's a lot of people trying to make this like a big controversy. I don't really see it. It's just – kids transfer every year, so yeah. Now basically we've made it something that is it's basically formalized, right? That's yep. All they've done. So okay, here you have this time. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says one of the members of Congos rocks with an accordion.
Okay,
interesting.
South African too.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's a band of full brothers and I think a cousin.
Oh, well, if you got a cousin in there. an accordion, well, that's not that rare, though. Maybe for
rock.
It is now. Nobody does it anymore. There's like nobody plays oboe anymore.
No.
Or French horn.
Kids in band don't play French horn anymore?
I don't know if they play French horn anymore.
Baritone?
Ooh, I don't know.
It's like a mini tuba.
Yeah, it is a mini tuba. I wonder if they still do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I played trombone.
Oh, yeah?
In high school.
In high school?
In junior high and high school,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's funny because...
So you're a multifaceted musician.
I wouldn't say multifaceted.
Did you ever think about moving trombone into your rock act?
No.
That would have been different.
Well, and you know, we were in...
You could have been the Jethro Tull of trombone.
I could have been. I probably blew my chance there, but...
Loser.
Trombone is not sexy. It's not one of those
flute's
things...
Flute's not sexy.
No, but you know, flute's different. Trombone is basically just a glorified cornet. I mean, it's...
You
it's,
never it started like, the ska revolution before it did.
That's true. Yeah, when when I was in school, like we were looking for ways to make we had this band, I can't remember what they're called. So we had to record basically albums, you know, throughout the school session. And one of the albums we did with this was with this band. They kind of sounded like Incubus at the time. Like you could tell, like, you know how Greta Van Fleet says, oh, we weren't inspired by Led Zeppelin.
Right.
These guys were like, we weren't inspired by Incubus, but it was pretty obvious they were inspired by Incubus and they were big fat liars. But they were a bunch of talented kids, and we were looking for a way to make their make a, kind of set them apart. And there was a girl that we went to school with who was a cellist, and we brought her in and had some cello on like two or three of the tracks.
See, that's kind of sexy.
And they were like the coolest songs on the whole album because people were like, "Dude, what's this rock album doing with a cello on it?"
That's pretty sexy, actually. Cello. Cello's cool,
but trombone could have been, so same. If there would have been a trombonist in my class, maybe we would have used him.
But I was in stage band. We had what was called stage band that kind of did jazz and stuff like that, and a little bit of rock. But you know, I never played the trombone in my rock band, and I'm sure I missed out on something.
Missed out, bro.
But what's funny is I tried, I guess about 10 years ago. I tried to play a trombone.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. It's like you really do have to build up the muscles in your mouth over time. And yeah, I went to try. It's like, that's what it sounded like. All right. That's not my favorite Jethro Tull song. Snot is running down his nose. What's the name of that one? Da-na-na-na-na-na. That's the best one.
Da-na-na-na. I don't know what that's called either.
I don't either. But that's the best Jethro Tull.
Is that a Cross-Eyed Mary?
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Locomotive Breath?
Yeah, that's what it is. That play that. That's what I want to hear.
Let's see. Let's see if this is it.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
No, that's not it.
No.
Let's try.
There you go. What is that?
Aqualung.
That's right. I thought that was the name of the album.
Aqualung, my friend. Yes, now I remember. Yeah, crank that up.
Turn. This is like kind of a perverted song.
Yeah,
he's eyeing
little girls with bad intent.
Damn, Jethro.
Well, not him. Aqualung.
Well, I don't even think Jethro. I don't think there's a guy in the band named Jethro. Is there?
No.
What's the guy's name? Ian Alexander or Ian Anderson?
It's Ian something or other.
It's Ian A. I don't know what it is, though. And they're British, too. They're one of those, they're a British band that sounds like they're American.
Right.
So sometimes you get fooled.
Right, because in between songs, I'd be like, hello, thank you so much for coming. I love you, America.
So one of my favorite bands when I was a kid was Creedence.
Yeah.
And I would have sworn up and down that Creedence had to be from like Mississippi or Georgia or Arkansas. San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're talking about swamps and down on the river. Come on, man. You fooled me with that.
I love this. All right.
All right. We need to actually go to break.
We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great content on there today, as there always is. And check out Culture Map. You can read all about Dynamo and dog training. Chad in Springs says flute isn't sexy. Just ask that chick from Bandcamp. I said flute sexy. I said trombone is not sexy. Although I would respect a woman a lot more if she could handle the trombone as opposed to the flute.
Did the other kid in band, wasn't he in the band? Or he wasn't in the band?
I don't remember. I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't.
The kid that banged the pie?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, so we got two choices. We have a couple of Florida olds who got busted for having sex on a sidewalk for the second time.
Okay.
And nobody would want to see that.
No.
Which, so. And then I think we'll go with this one. We go to Toronto, where an Instagram model, a 19-year-old Instagram model, basically wasn't having a very good day and lived on the 45th floor, started throwing chairs from the 45th floor onto a busy Toronto street.
Not wise, guys.
No, no. She did turn herself into police after footage of it appeared online, which, okay, if you're going to be, if you're going to do something like that, don't record it. Don't put it on Instagram. I mean, and you can really hurt somebody. I mean,
well, yeah.
I remember one time when I worked at the Chronicle, somebody threw a turkey off the top floor of the Rice Hotel, which, I mean, it's now, people live there now.
Right.
And it went through one of the delivery trucks. It landed on top of the delivery truck and basically blew a hole in the truck. And I was saying, man, if that had landed on a human being, they'd be dead. So, dear Instagram model, of course, she posted a series of snaps following her arrest. If I'm Toronto, I'm charging her with attempted murder.
It's probably not a bad call.
And I'm putting her away forever, and I'm taking away her Instagram account.
Yeah.
She describes herself as an influencer on Instagram.
I mean, I guess that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
She influenced people to run.
She was,
if you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Well, she was renting it as an Airbnb.
Oh, no.
And the company said, we remain outraged by the blatant disregard for community safety on display in the video. I'm outraged too, damn it.
Blatant. I don't like it one bit.
I think her account was deactivated.
Oh, really?
I went looking for her today to see if I could pull the audio from that video because website actually has audio.
Hmm.
And it says this account is no longer registered with Instagram.
She
RIP to the gram.
She said, I apologize to everyone offended by my actions. That is the most chicken bleep apology ever. I apologize.
How about I'm sorry for throwing.
Yeah. I apologize to the people who were offended by my actions. Those of you who think it's cool to throw chairs, I don't need to apologize to.
Yeah. Yeah. You team chair throw, y'all know what's up. The rest of you, sorry.
Nobody was hurt. I was intoxicated. Stop harassing me. I thought Canadians were nice, but that's not true, and it's so bleeping cold, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hashtag Canadians gotta chill.
I'm out of here.
Hashtag Bobby Nightlife.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Canadians are nice until you start trying to kill them with chairs from the 45th floor.
They're typically against that.
In theory. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And I hate to break it to you, influencer, Merkins aren't down with that either.
So influential. Yeah, we don't want you doing that here either. Yeah, do that I don't know. You should go. She should go to some third world country where there aren't high rises.
Well, then how could she throw chairs out and have people like her?
I mean, you can just throw it off the roof of your, you know, stick hut or adobe and no one will get hurt.
Apparently the bio in her Instagram said influencer and pro chair thrower living life to the fullest.
On, you mean on her former Instagram account?
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P.
So apparently, cops made contact with her, got her to turn herself in voluntarily. Said, this being a case where no one was injured, we didn't have any public safety concerns. It gave us leeway to try and treat her in the best possible way, and that's what has happened. Dude, I'm sorry. That's too nice.
Yeah.
I am locking that bitch up. Don't come to Houston, darling. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. When I lived in a dorm, two guys next to me got a birthday cake, threw it out of the four-story window, hit the windshield of a car, and broke it. Then my roommate said it must have been a pound cake.
Oh, your roommate's so funny. Dad, to dad jokes.
Yeah, somebody says the turkey incident sounds like that classic WKRP in Cincinnati episode, except this was a frozen turkey. This wasn't like the living turkeys, which, by the way, I haven't watched WKRP in years. I kind of feel like I need to go back and watch that again.
Okay.
That, because like when I grow up, I want to be Johnny Fever.
Okay.
I always did.
All right.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that show?
I don't recall.
Okay. It was before your time.
Most of the stuff that you grew up was before my time.
Because I'm old.
You're disgustingly old. Mm.
Not disgustingly old. That's a little mean.
You're right. Just because you look disgusting doesn't have anything to do with your age.
Right.
You're disgusting and old, not disgustingly old.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I apologize, honestly.
Okay.
Sincere.
As long as we clarify that. Yeah. You know, but you're telling me how disgusting I am. What do I have here?
Lightstream.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you, because you know, maybe you're still looking at those credit card bills that you're just now getting from the holidays, and you're saying, whoa. These things are up there. How about you get a consolidation loan from Lightstream and pay off all those credit cards? And here's what you're going to get: 6.14% APR with autopay. I don't know what your credit card interest is, but it's not 6.14%. You can get a rate as low as that, and it's fixed. It's never going to go up. There's zero fees. You can apply online in minutes. It's so easy. You don't even need to leave your house. It's that simple. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream loves to reward people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process. It's so fast. It's so easy. You just go online, boom, 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 done. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.